In 2007, tight end Kevin Boss was a key member of a talented rookie class that helped lead the Giants to a stunning victory over the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Manning, back to throw. Sets, looks over the middle. Boss makes the catch on the run. Still on his feet across midfield. To the 40, to the 35, and knocked down at the 34-yard line. Kevin Boss.
A fifth-round pick out of Western Oregon, Boss had the size and speed to rumble over and through defenders.
Manning back, looks over the middle. He's got Boss on the run at the 40, 35-30. Runs out of a tackle at the 25, to the 20, 15, and finally gang tackled at the 10-yard line.
He was also a sure-handed receiver who seemed to catch just about anything thrown in his direction.
Manning back to throw. He throws the seam. Boss makes a great leaping catch over the defender. What a catch by Kevin Boss. One-handed catch by Boss in traffic, and he's down at the two. What a catch by Boss.
In his four seasons with the Giants, Boss hauled in 119 catches for 1,600 yards and 18 touchdowns.
Touchdown, Kevin Boss.
Boss retired from the NFL in 2013 and moved back to his home state. He now lives in Bend, Oregon, a popular vacation spot nestled between the mountains and forests of Central Oregon. He and his wife, Brenna, are raising three beautiful children who are keeping them busy and active.
Oh, run, buddy, run! Run, 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 run. First base! Go, second base!
He's also the owner and head athletic trainer at Boss Sports Performance.
This was a dream of mine, probably before I dreamt of playing in the NFL. My parents gave me a weight set when I was in, I think, seventh grade. And then I got into high school, freshman year, really fell in love with what the weight room could do for me. So that's where, honestly, I fell in love with just the idea and the concept of one day having my own gym. I was like, I want to do this someday for a living.
Starting just with one round of our hide and sticks. So jumping from left leg, the hide and to a single leg, acceleration burst. Three per side.
Our main objective is to help athletes get stronger, and we're helping athletes bridge the gap between good and great.
Throw that thing up there. There you go. Get up, get up.
So it's awesome when you see a kid that walks in here first day of a 10-week session and kind of head down, shoulder slumped over, and then 10 weeks later walks out of here, chest puffed up, and, you know, got a little more pep in his step, and just, and that's only, you know, that's just from the confidence that the weight room can bring you. There you go. There it is. Good job, Gabe. Good job, bud. We have kids that come in here that are skiers, and like right now we have two Winter Olympic athletes that are training for this year's Winter Olympics. We've got a snowboarder that's playing in the X Games.
Quick off the ground, quick off the ground. There we go.
So it's fun that we're, you know, kind of this hub center for all these different athletes that they get to come in here and kind of call this their home gym.
True cover four, we are running a hard in cut.
This year was a lot of fun because we had two kids from Bend, went to Mountain View High School. You know, one was a quarterback, one was a wide receiver. Somehow they both got picked up by the Patriots. Giants fans, I know what this looks like, helping out a couple Patriots, but they need all the help they can get against the Giants, right? It's been fun for me because, you know, what I'm doing now is all like physical preparation, you know, training and that side of it. And so to actually like talk X's and O's again and try to help, like, you know, Jacob is a tight end, you know, so to be able to kind of look at it through his eyes again and try to prepare him for the NFL.
You've got to move this guy off of this space so you can release.
It was awesome when, you know, my career did have to come to an end, that I had something to fall back on. I knew this is what I wanted to do. I studied in college, and my personality is, if I'm going to do something, I want to do it full speed and try to be the best at it. And so what it requires to be successful in the NFL, right, is all in. And that's kind of the same approach I took with becoming a strength coach, and just went all in on it continue to be all in on it and try to provide the very best training for everybody that walks in this door. That middle of the field is a little bit wider. I still pinch myself. Sometimes I'll have to like kind of pull back and just kind of look around and be like, man, I'm living out another dream of mine, which is always fun to do, is sit back and realize that.